Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome, everyone. Welcome to Kay Thompson Live. I'm Kay Thompson, and boy, do we have a program for you tonight. The weather is warm, and it's nice out, and it's beautiful, and we are going to have some hot topics, really, really, absolutely. We're going to talk about Trayvon Martin. We're going to be talking about Serena Williams. We're going to be talking about Whoopi Goldberg and a number of other things. And co-hosting with me tonight is Lisa Bain. Lisa Bain, my daughter. Hello, Lisa.
Hi, Mom.
What are we going to be talking about?
Well, different topics. Different topics. Right? We have someone on the phone, too.
Yeah, let's get the people in here. This should be... Okay, you are on the air. Let's see.
Anyway, until he can tell, I think Byron steps in. We're just waiting for
the Byron away.
We're having a little technical difficulties, but go ahead. So what are you going to talk about?
It's good to have you back on. It's good to have you back on, Kay. And, you know, we miss you dearly. So and you're the host with the most.
Yeah, of course. And I was lazy. Sue me. How's it going, Byron? I know
all
you
is well.
Uh-huh.
Oh, well, you know I miss you. You know that. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
So, yeah, but all is well. I'm actually down here in Washington, D.C., visiting some friends. But, you know, I'm at the epicenter of all that's crazy. Okay.
Yeah, tell me about it, boy. I'm telling you, you are the epicenter. By the way, my daughter is on the phone, Lisa Payne, and she's going to be filling in for Eric. Yeah.
Hi, Byron. How are you?
Lisa, it's been a long time. My goodness. Yes.
Yeah.
Nice
right?
to hear you on the show.
Nice to hear you too.
She has a lot of
yes,
information,
indeed.
Especially you know, about the movies and a whole lot of other things. So we're going to be getting into that. So what's the kind? I don't want to talk about Trump.
We have to talk about Trump. Trump's hot news. You have to
All right.
start off a little
Trump,
bit.
Trump. Out, in. Okay. Done.
Okay.
He is all over the place. I can't stand him.
Well, I have to talk about Giuliani, though. We won't talk about Trump. Let's talk about Giuliani. What do you think about Giuliani in this case?
Joe. What about him, Byron?
Well, you know, the thing about a puppet and the puppet master is that both of these guys are cut from the same Pinocchio cloth, all right? They lie, they lie, they lie. And he's not really a good clown. He's pretty bad. He's a bad actor, too. So Lisa, he won't get cast in this movie, okay?
Exactly.
He gets his stuff all mixed up. Even when I was over there at WLIB, we were all laughing about him. We wondered how he got to be mayor of New York City. That was amazing to me.
Yeah, when you think about the dynamics of a city that is very much Democratic, and you couldn't get 10 Republicans together at any given time, that was a travesty that what happened to David Dinkins, and one in which, you know, the city has really had a hard time overcoming, because Giuliani's administration really gutted many of the programs that we were well on our way to fixing. It's sad what happened.
Mm-hmm.
I remember running a cultural institution, every year Giuliani wanted to kill cultural affairs. Now, mind you, New York City is the cultural capital of our country. And Lisa, you know what Broadway creates, the rest of the world looks to, you know, they try to borrow from what we do, even the Adolfo Award. So it's like when you try to gut the cultural affairs, you're like taking the soul out of a city. So I really fault him for that. But you know what? He got what was coming to him with Amadou Diallo, the wives that he cheated on. I mean, so who's the liar, right?
It's amazing. It's absolutely amazing. I think we should have Wayne Gilman on the phone. I'm thinking if this is Wayne.
Yes, it is. How's everyone this evening?
Hi, Wayne.
Speak up, dear heart.
All right. Can you hear me?
Yes, now.
Okay, great. Yeah. I know that this has really been a huge week with regard to the usual news cycle in our president, but you know, it's just getting to the point now where I think the big squeeze is in. You know, I was just reading, watching actually something on TV where, you know, he's actually called on Jeff Sessions to, he didn't formally call. He said he suggested in a tweet that he should end the Mueller investigation into collusion and all that. And, of course, he has his battery of lawyers trying to interpret the latest spin on what he's doing with the tweeting. And, you know, this is just really such an abnormal life that we're living in. It's bad enough that we have to struggle the way we have. And I'm just hopeful that, you know, the midterm elections will produce some clear thinking, at least a balance of power. And I know we have two more years after that. I would hope that we could have a change. But even if we were to remove Trump at the end of 2018 or at the outcome of the investigation, we'd still have Pence and others within the party who have already felt empowered now to continue. And I don't know who is leading the Democrats right now. At one point, I felt it was Obama. You know?
Obama is leading. Let me just read you something out of here. It's just an announcement. Obama announces the first wave of midterm election endorsements, it says here.
Right,
former
exactly,
President
yeah.
Barack Obama on Wednesday announces endorsement of November's midterm elections, a wide-ranging list of 81 candidates in federal and statewide elections across the country, and the first since the inauguration of the President D.T., okay? The endorsement marked Obama's most substantial involvement in the midterms this cycle and come as Election Day is now less than 100 days away. Hallelujah. All right?
That's a good move. But, I mean, you said something that stands out right there. It's his first, you know, major announcement. And I know that usually most former presidents give the incumbent a chance to, you know, get the country familiarized with what their agenda is about without any criticism or witticisms from the previous. But it's at a point now where we've never gone through this before as Americans. And it just saddens me that, you know, we've got to get our game in order and to prepare for a change, a meaningful change in 2020. And that's what concerns me the most. You know, I see a lot of the old guard looking to stand up, and I'm not quite sure if I'm not saying Joseph Biden wouldn't give Donald Trump a good run for his money or some of the other Democrats who've been out there for a long time, but maybe we need fresh blood again, somebody, you know, Cory Booker or, you know,
Cory Booker from Newark, New Jersey, not really from New York, but from New Jersey. Fine, good. Let's cut out the
Warren,
Trump talk. Yeah, Elizabeth Warren. Where is she? She's been low key lately. She's good. Yeah. Go ahead.
And the Harris sisters in California there. You know, Senator Harris, not her sister. Her sister's working behind the scenes, I believe, as a media consultant with something, you know. But, you know, I think that we just need some fresh faces. And because I just see such a polarization now. And it just seems now with the police shootings, there was one in Pennsylvania last weekend, I think, in Dorney.
Yeah.
Dorney Park. Mm-hmm. I thought that was in Jersey. A Latino a brother was shot, you know, and it was all videotaped. I mean, there's just so many things that I'm seeing now. There's an aggressiveness in law enforcement, and we've always had to protect our backs, but it just seems to be more of a problem since he has such a salient message in dividing the country. you know, in terms of this divisiveness. And it's got to stop. It's got to stop.
You know, you're right on that level. Yeah, and the thing about just to point out something about the Constitution and treason, if indeed the sitting president is convicted of treason, nobody in his administration can take office as president. That's the constitutional law.
including the vice president.
Including the vice president. Yeah.
Well, that's a comforting thought to know.
The other thing that's really sad is this gun issue. There was a situation where a grandfather killed the perpetrator, and then the cops killed him, mistaking him for. This is a white guy, but the sad part about it is here you have a gun accident of a good guy killing a bad guy, and then the so-called good guy killing the good guy.
Right.
and now you've got plastic guns as an issue. And the 3D guns that are being allowed to have already been produced, mass produced, and we can't get a nuclear arms deal with North Korea or with anybody else or with Iran if we can't get our own guns off our street. It's the idiocy of guns, period. So we got a real major issue here that's threatening the very core of our. Our Second Amendment, our First Amendment is being attacked with freedom of speech. So this is a meltdown of our democratic ideal, and we're in trouble here, folks. So we got to make some serious moves. And yes, the midterms would be one of those places that can make the change.
We do, but we seem to be almost going backwards. And I keep thinking about the cases that, you know, we covered over there on WLIV in past time.
Yeah.
And that was the Trayvon Martin case. Remember that? And
also
a whole lot of other cases. And it seems consistently going on. So we have to really change the way we're looking at things also. But you know what thing? I don't want to really dwell on this negative stuff, and I don't really dwell on this person in the White House because of the fact that I feel so negative about him. I've said at the beginning when Trump first announced, when he stood, there were footage of him announcing when he was first running for president, and I told my son and daughters that he looked like Hitler, okay? I said, there is Hitler, okay? And I remember some early footage that I saw years and years ago, and this was newsreel. When I was first starting in broadcasting, and that was on Adolf Hitler, he reminded me of Hitler. So it's a very uncomfortable feeling, you know. Well, let's talk about, you know, other things. Trayvon Martin, that's not finished, is it?
No, it's not.
Eric Garner is not finished in New York City, okay?
Right.
That's right.
So we have people now, you know, really taking a lead in it, you know, talking about it. You know, and it's on the morning shows now because I'm watching them, you know, especially with Whoopi Goldberg. Do you watch Whoopi Goldberg?
Right. You're
the
right.
View?
Just as much as I can. And, the thing is, I think they do a fabulous job. And the senator's daughter, McCain's daughter, I know she's very offensive, and there are times when I feel very bad for her because
she's sickening, Wayne. She's absolutely sickening.
Well,
she thinks she's
but Kay, you have to remember there are people out there who believe the world is the way she perceives it. You know,
yeah,
and they have their talking points too. And I mean, I agree. Listen, I mean, it's shameful that. You know, and the thing is that of all the Republicans, and it's unfortunate that his health is against him, I have a lot of respect for John McCain. I think it's tragic how the current president has treated him. And it's just unfortunate. But, you know, I've lived long enough to know what goes around comes around. And and Trump is going to get his sooner or later, you know. I can't think of anything valuable I've ever gleaned from Donald Trump, other than the fact, and this is my real estate coming out here, because I attended one of his seminars, and he said, someone is always paying for somebody's square footage. that sticks in the back of my head. You know, I went to one of his seminars years ago, and he said, someone is always paying for the square footage or something. You have to keep that in your mind. So, you know, in other words, you don't give things away, you know. But unfortunately, this does not apply to his politics. It doesn't apply to the way he...
Are we still talking about Trump?
Well,
we give him more press than probably anybody, you know?
Well,
look,
you know, I mean, but the thing is, I'm not endorsing him. I'm just saying, you
know,
the mess that he's causing, you know, the decadent behavior, the fact that he's got people fighting against each other over news coverage, the fact that we spent 40 years of our lives, Kay, covering news, and he thinks that's all fake, you know? and the shootings, and I mean, that's what bothers me. You know, like there's an agenda there, and I think Vladimir Putin is our president, as far as I'm concerned.
Well, there is a silver lining in all of this.
Wait a minute, that's going a little bit too far. Now look, I spend majority of my mornings trying to get into a good mood because of the negativity of the news. Now I've moved away from the negativity I was hoping, and so I spend the time, and I wanted to bring this up to you guys in the morning, with my talk shows in the morning. First of all, I listen to the news, but then I go to Whoopi Goldberg's show.
Well,
Whoopi Goldberg is one of the brightest.
I hear what you're saying.
Wait, Whoopi Goldberg is one of the brightest, you know, persons on television. She has political views that are very powerful and very strong, and she expresses them, all right? And her panel of women, they're good. They're very okay. Remember Joy Behar?
Yes.
Joy would like to take a look. She's good. She was on when, you know, we were on WLIV, and she would like to have a weekly spot, I think. However, McCain's daughter is there, and she walks into there like she's entitled. I don't think she's entitled. She has a loud mouth. She takes over or tries to take over, and she thinks she's entitled to be on morning television. She's a very bright woman, but is she a pain in the butt? Yes, according to me. Okay? So, and then the other morning shows, you listen, I'm just sounding off, but the other morning shows, you know, are really amusing to me. Of course, Wendy Williams, you know, a number of years ago. But anyway, and then we go to the last show, which is the last show on there after Wendy. I forget which, but it's funny in the morning. So I'm always in a good mood after the early morning spots, okay? So I'm still in a good mood. But with this whole political thing, it's hard to get out of the system, you know, because it is right in front of your face and you're on television and radio. Do it all the time. Oh, by the way, you talk about people in, you know, people who are really dedicated to being powerful people. Okay, LeBron James,
yes.
Now providing homes and money, he's giving back to his community. Wow, what do you all think about him?
I think he has turned the corner for us to know where the kneeling for Kaepernick and the power that we have within our forces, both monetarily, politically, educationally, socially, spiritually. And I mean, think about it. This week we saw a major athlete take charge of his hometown. Mm-hmm. And creating scholarship, not just a school, but creating scholarship. And then this is also the that the documentary on Trayvon Martin. See, you know, Kay, I really think that what we have, and I said this last week and the week before last, your show and shows like this are the new Underground Railroad Express. Mm. We have an opportunity to open the minds of people who listen to us, because like Harriet Tubman said, you know, she'd have freed 1,000 more if they only knew they were slaves. And we got a bunch of slaves walking around here not recognizing that they've been bought, paid, and shackled by what they call In God We Trust, because it's an idol. It is not God. It's money. It's gold. And we're confusing our spiritual values with that of monetary wealth. And LeBron showed us this is what you do.
Absolutely.
With money.
And look at Beyonce. Beyonce is giving back to the community. JC is. Whatever happened to Snoop? He's I don't know, but he's talking about something. I can't figure what it is. However, and also, whatever happened to Elizabeth Warren? Why isn't anybody paying too attention to her?
Yeah, well, I think we are seeing a paradigm shift in our community that's really taking hold of our commitment to power, to commitment to taking reins of what and who are in control of our community. Because we cannot depend upon the government. They're screwing us every way we can go. So we have to take back, and thank God for LeBron, who's going to, what's his name? Charles Barkley took on LeBron, but it was for the wrong reason.
Yeah.
It's best that we now, like when we surrounded Muhammad Ali, remember the conference with all the athletes,
right.
Jim Brown?
Right. Mm-hmm.
We need to step up. We need to step up our game. This is what it's all about now.
I agree with you, Byron. I mean, it's we're not a monolith. I mean, we have such diversity in our community, and it's unfortunate that sometimes we can't always land the plane where we'd like to have it land and all that. But at the end of the day, you have to say it's commendable that LeBron James, who is now going down as probably one of the greatest basketball players who ever walked the face of the universe, is basically committed to his community. And whenever they were speaking out, against people like him, he took a stand. The whole thing about, kneeling and during the football games, and he took a stand. He doesn't. It's not just his sportsmanship and prowess that way, but here's a man who thinks he's a burgeoning businessman because he's too is going to shift at one point and be retired. Like Barkley, like Michael Jordan, and the others, and Jordan, I still hold him in high esteem as an athlete, but unless he's doing things quietly, because there are people who quietly, give back, and you don't hear about it until after the fact, you don't really hear much about him that way, But I think it's important. Yeah, I think there's a need to bring that forward, and I just think at times Barkley. I find that, he can be comedic relief, I mean, he can talk a good game, and he has a way of getting your attention, but at the end of the day, you gotta be careful about, I don't know why it's like we go through this whole problem with crabs in a barrel, when it comes to our community at times. I mean, again, this is just my myopic opinion, but the bottom line is that I hate to see when we are turning on each other and for reasons that really should not be at all. I think what LeBron did is commendable by anybody's standards, any culture, any nationality. And for him to face criticism and say it's for the wrong reasons doesn't make sense at all, And I'm just glad Cleveland has gotten past the point where they're not condemning his whole decision to leave, and go to Los Angeles, because he's showing that Cleveland will always be a part of him, like Brooklyn is a part of me. And it's just one of, you can leave the community, but, you always remember your roots. And I know, Kay, you feel the same way about Jersey what is it, Thomasville, Virginia? Is it Thompsonville or wherever the Thompsons come from,
Caswell.
Down there,
up there in the mountains.
I don't know if they still have white people down
right
there.
In the southern part of Virginia.
as Dan Rather said, Rather had said, he said, we're in a battle for the soul of our country. Now he put that out. An armed battle for the soul of the United States of America. Can you imagine that?
Yeah.
We are indeed. We are indeed. And I think what we're about to find out is that with all the bluster about the so-called strength of the base of 45. It's only 24% to 30% of the nation. That's it. That's all that it represents. So it is not a majority. And the majority of the people are starting to stand up and say, you know what? We can take this soul back. We have to. Otherwise, fascism will set in. You know, we really don't have a choice. This might be the last stand. Okay.
Right.
we do have some angels that are upon us. And if it takes a LeBron James, and I mean, think about it, Lisa, you know for a fact that as well as I know is that Atlanta is the capital of our cultural African American culture. It's got Black Hollywood down there. The hip hop industry is there. I mean, it's popping. Okay, and they got a Black governor who's about to be Miss Abrams, who has a real chance. She has a real chance. It's all in the numbers.
Yeah.
We got a Black mayor, Black city council president, and women, and both women. So this is a women's revolution period, and we're about to see it really explode in our nation. And it's about time because we really allowed a lot of males, predominantly white males, to put us in this predicament. It's time that we bury that.
You know, in a way, Byron, I'm glad you brought that up because I was curious about the whole Les Moonves controversy and the Me Too movement.
Yeah.
I mean, I was surprised that a half dozen women have come forward to, you know, I thought we were past all this outing. And, I don't know. It's just an amazing time that we're in because I think there's a certain a period that this needs to be exposed. But I also think that, you know, there's a thin line. I mean, there's some people who may be just doing this for the attention, you know.
Yeah.
And,
what are you talking about?
The president of the CBS, he's facing charges of sexual harassment, inappropriate behaviors.
Uh-huh.
As he's the one who's married to the Asian woman, Julie Chen, they had a board meeting the other day, and, you know, it was almost as if, to me, the way they went about getting rid of people like Charlie Rose, Matt Lauer, Al Franken, and all the others, Harvey Weinstein, Russell Simmons, you know, all the others, that to me it would have been a no-brainer, but you know, he has a lot of sway on Wall Street, and he's done well by the network, you know. And I'm just curious as to why, you know, I'm just curious as to what the outcome is going to be. I don't want to, you know, speak ahead of myself without knowing. But, you know, you figure that we're past all this, and I just recently was approached who's by someone who I'm not going to call their name, but they'd asked for my support, and I didn't know, I really did not know what to say, you know? I mean, it's...
A politician?
No, somebody that we know, Kay, who's got problems, and I don't know. I mean, it just surprises me that, you know, when things come up 25 years, 30 years, and my memory is not what it used to be, and I just knew there were a lot of crazy things that were going on in the radio business 25, 30 years ago, and, you know, then all of a sudden, you know, stuff comes out, and, well, if I'm deposed, would you come to the court and, you know, speak on my behalf, and yada, 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 and all that crap, you know.
That's not.
I don't know. I mean, I'm at a point now. I'm at third base, and I'm heading home. I don't want any more problems. You know, and I feel bad because the person, you know, the person who called to ask for my assistance, I can't imagine why he'd be facing charges to begin with. You know, but that's how I thought back then. You know. But there are things that I want to say, Kay.
Wayne, let me tell you something. I'm going to hound you until you tell me who you're talking about.
We'll do hound me after we get off the air, because I don't need any more phone calls in the middle of the night. It's bad enough
that
my neighbors have burnt me out of my home now, so I got to find a place to live. I hope you got space over there.
You can always come to New Jersey.
Yeah, I know. I'm serious. This ain't funny, you know. I'm living in Trump country. I didn't realize how bad it was until I got a fire here. So,
Wayne, we're gonna put you in a witness protection plan.
Oh, please,
okay?
I need it. You know.
He sounds serious.
No, it's crazy. You know.
Well, you can always move to different parts of the country, you know.
Yeah, but I people still see me in my name, you know. All you have in this life is your name, you know, and that's it. So it's just crazy. I don't know what to say. It's just the world is in a different space these days, and I just
want to
land my plane and come home without any crashes. That's it.
Only female problems, huh?
Yeah, well, these aren't my female problems. It's just that I didn't know that I had actually at one point hired somebody that you're getting too close to getting me to talk, Kay, so I'm going to stop.
There are a lot of stories.
No, this person was once very powerful, you know, so I don't know. The way he called, I said, you can't be asking me for anything. I need to ask you for something, you know. So.
Now you know how to find out what you're talking about.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Well, when you take me to Cuban Pete, we'll sit and talk.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah, but that's interesting. Regarding the Me Too and all that movement, like you were just saying, I wonder how long do we go back to accuse people of what they've done? Because everybody, I was listening to Jodie Foster on she was on a show with Andy, Radio Andy, and they were talking about it. She's like, listen, if anybody that I know in their over 30, like nowadays, and has had some kind of sexual whatever harassment throughout their life. And that's all. So what do you do? How far do you go back? Because I could think about, somebody like accidentally saying something or saying something smart, like when that one woman said about Morgan Freeman. Now, Morgan Freeman, he said something. And it's a little creepy, but I'm not going to sue him. I'm not even going to bring it to the press. I'm going to tell Morgan Freeman, listen, you little creepy old man. This is why can't they handle themselves? Like, handle it yourself. Why do you have to make a big? These people are looking for money. Like, after a while, like, you're a woman, you can handle. You can shut them down. How many times you walk down the street and people, the construction guys have said something? Are you going to go after them too? Like, sometimes there is a line. You know, there is a line. I don't know what's his name from CBS, Les Muniz. I met him like a long time ago. What the woman said about him, but did he grab her? One woman I heard he grabbed and because that's forceful. She should have pushed him back and everything. But the other woman that said, oh, he's creepy. He did this. Like, come on, you can't handle. Like, if you're a child, I get it. But if you're a grown woman, some things you've got to know when to stop to cross over the lines. Ridiculous, some of it.
Yeah, I agree. I guess it's not to say that that. Everybody here walking the planet is not without sin. We all are guilty of something, in our past, one way or the other. I mean, depending upon the extent of it, sometimes it gets exposed, sometimes it doesn't. But I tell you, you couldn't pay me enough money to hire and fire again. And the false accusations are the one that really hurt because, you figure you know somebody. And then right away you get caught up in this situation, and you're trying badly to be a success, and I heard Wendy Williams say something the other day. I was watching her, and she said, I really don't keep up with people in the business because I know somebody's after my job. And I think that's shameful, you know. But when you stop and think about it, you know, I mean, it's a very competitive business that we're in, and you want to feel that everybody has a right to doing something. But I guess there's a little ounce of truth in all that because you never know who's looking to pull you down and drag you down. And that's it, you know. And
I think people also encourage other people to be like almost like build an empire. You build an empire by having a lot of people under your wing and your tutelage.
Right.
And as they start to rise, then they can also make sure they look out for you. Like that's what they did in the people who were like in the 60s and 70s and whatever, like Red Fox. And
right.
They would make
yeah.
sure that LaWanda Page got into the union.
Mm,
he made sure
exactly.
she had a union card. You know, and that just didn't stop him. That just made her have her own show, and he got a check from that.
Okay.
Then she has, and they kept the check going. I don't know what's going on now.
Well, you know, I think a lot of the progress that we've made has also put us in a situation where we don't bond the way we used to, you know?
Right.
If we had a strike at the station and we felt very principled about why we're going to take a strike, you know, everybody would support each other. And there wouldn't be any room for scab labor, and if they were, they certainly didn't amount to what they had on the air, and that was it. But we're living in this whole age of me, and it doesn't matter
mm-hmm.
what trouble my friend or my partner is going through, and it applies to everything else when you stop and look at the big picture, you know. And it's just one of those things, but. You know, and the thing is, at the same time, I want to be supportive because I want to think that the person that I knew 30 years ago was incapable of getting involved in decadent behavior with someone of the opposite sex. But I also knew 30 years ago that sometimes that behavior meant whether you kept a job or not in some places. I ain't going to say any names, you know, or people that I've known. But, you know, it was just one of those things. So, it's just the way, it was just the way of the world. Okay,
mm-hmm.
we, you know, the newsroom once had a toga party in 1977. Can you imagine if anybody's newsroom had a toga party today?
You would have a table in the corner on the way out for everybody who was sexually harassed.
Right.
Yeah.
It's like,
bring your
voice. And I knew some families that came out of that toga party. So
yeah,
you know.
Before my time.
or the Christmas party.
Okay. Yeah, right. You know, that was 1970 something. You go to Studio 54K. Yeah.
Studio 54. Yeah.
Right.
I heard about
you remember
that.
That.
Actually, I never even went to Studio 54, but I heard that there were stories, and I was hearing of them, I was laughing about them.
Retreat.
But remember, I was from New Jersey and didn't spend that much time in New York City, although I knew the secrets. Okay.
Yeah.
Plato's Retreat was another one.
Oh, wow. Now you're aging us. Plato's Retreat.
Yeah, come on now.
Yeah.
That name alone will get you arrested. What name?
Yeah, exactly.
What are you talking about? Oh, Plato's Retreat. Good Lord.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know.
Decadent
but,
multiplied by 10.
Yeah, but, and we could, you know, and it's funny, we could laugh about that, but, you know, today, I don't know. I mean, it's, I mean, there was a certain innocence about us, and then we were coming out of the 60s with the free, you know, permissive movement
yeah.
that this country was undergoing.
Yeah.
So, you know, but I don't know. And
we were also heavily involved politically, so, you know, I wasn't
yeah.
too concerned about what was going on in the social aspect in New York because I was from New Jersey. But I heard a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
But
I heard a lot of stuff about Jersey, too.
What part of Jersey?
Yeah. Certain call letters I won't call. But
call letters.
I don't know.
Yeah, me too. Me too. So, you know, there, yeah. Everything is fine, though. But anyway,
right.
What else is going on, you guys, that you want to talk about? You know, I'm waiting for, the Trayvon Martin thing really keeps bothering me, okay?
Mm-hmm.
That is something that I have not gotten over yet, okay?
Right.
And his mother is perfectly under her, you know, she's a powerful woman. Is she still around?
Yep. They have a documentary coming out.
Oh, they do? They have the documentary coming out? Wow, I didn't know that.
It just opened Sunday.
Well, I can't wait to see that because that thing has always, that was a story that always has bothered me. I was furious about that story. It was absolutely amazing.
Well, the whole issue of Stand Your Ground is back in the play again as a result of another situation in Florida where on video you see the man defending his wife, his woman and his kid, and the white guy he pushes away, and he's not the black guy is not approaching him. The white guy pulls out a gun and shoots him dead. And the police chief says he can't arrest him because of the stand your ground issue. And I'm like, wait a minute. Your video is telling you visually the man was not threatening. He pushed him away from – he was arguing with his the black guy's wife. The black guy pushes him away from the car. And the guy falls to the ground, the white guy falls to the ground. He pulls out his gun without provocation or any indication that the black guy was approaching him. The black guy was actually backing up, and the white guy just shoots him in the chest and kills him.
Another stand-your-ground situation,
very similar to Trayvon Martin. And ultimately, we had, and we talked about this last week, Kay, is that last week was the anniversary of the hashtag Black Lives Matter movement, which started as a result of the Trayvon Martin case.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And thank goodness for the African American sisters who started the movement, because from there we're back, like you said, it's a troubling situation because where we're standing right now is that we're right back at the same gate that we thought we had left with Trayvon Martin, but you know now we're and it's very threatening and frightening what's going on across the country, because while some of us here on the East Coast are dealing with 45 treason and obstruction of justice and collusion, and the rest of the country is we got fires in the West, we got killings of more people, and there's nobody from the White House who is taking charge of indicating how they can solve the problems that we've got fires
because
burning
down.
Because
they are part of the problem. In the White House.
They are. That's right.
Yeah.
And so we come back to the justice system. Yes. And at some point we have to have a justice system that's either going to stand and protect us by way of the Constitution and its laws, because yesterday was the anniversary of Reconstruction. Now, you know what that history really means as a result of what's going on right now, because it was the nation's first attempt at integration, and it failed.
Mm-hmm.
It failed miserably. Andrew Johnson came within one vote of being impeached, and he was a Democrat. He was not a Republican.
Right.
Think about that. And now we've got a reversal of situations where the Democrats are trying to protect our rights and the Republicans are screwing us left and right. And yet we got a nut who claims he's more popular than Abraham Lincoln.
Well, I think the Republican Party, I mean, after we lost people like, I can't remember a time. I would say going back to Eisenhower, you know, there's been a shift. Reagan was more moderate. I mean, we're at an extreme now. I just think that party really does not have an agenda that is inclusive as they would like it to be. And I think it's an embarrassment of anyone of color who participates. Even Colin Powell, you know, I don't know what his status is now. Maybe he's still a member of the party. But the bottom line is he voted for Barack Obama. Bush seems moderate compared to Trump, and you know,
Barry,
again,
Barry
there's an agenda. Yeah,
okay.
You know, and you talk about him and Governor Wallace and all. You know, they all preach the same nonsense that that espouses, you know, the kind of climate that we're in now. And it's just unfortunate. As you mentioned, the business of Trayvon Martin, I want to commend to everyone's attention this movie that's coming out in October called The Hate U Give. I saw a trailer of it the other day, and I was really thinking, The Hate U Give. It's about a police shooter.
Wow.
You know.
Yeah.
And it's a fictional town. A young sister has written it. It's coming out in October sometime, I believe, either on Netflix or one of, yeah. And it's just unfortunate that, you know, this subject matter has taken such a hold on us. And, you know, you walk out, sometimes you don't know if you're going to come back the same way you left the house, you know. And it's just, you know, it's just sad. I experienced something the other night. I saw a cop pull a young Latino kid that I know, whose parents I know very well. And I don't know the kid that well, but he was driving a BMW. And this is clearly a situation where the cop just felt that he didn't fit the profile of somebody who should have been driving this expensive car. The car belongs to his father, you know.
Was this in New York?
Yeah, it was right here in New Rochelle. Right here in New Rochelle.
Oh, my God.
And I tell you, the way the forces came out in numbers, I was waiting for ICE to come back, and it just turned out to be an escalated mistaken identity thing. But I'm just saying, you know, I mean, you got to constantly look over your shoulder. You just don't know what to expect. And yet, I still want to believe there's good in the world, you know? I really feel that, you know, there's some people that mean well. And, you know, we just have to see if we could just cultivate and foster more of that, because the hate is, you know, it's sickening, it's stressful, and it's just adding to more anger, and, you know, we're not getting anywhere.
That's why so a lot of people have to start, if they haven't started speaking out and speaking up and standing up for your rights, they should be criticized for it. You know,
right.
And it's just not enough on our radio stations. You know, black radio seems to be lacking. You know,
in
a lot of stuff. Like we used to have a pretty good, you know, place in the community, but I don't feel that way about it at present.
No, it's not what it used to be.
The same problems we had then, we have now. You know,
right.
Maybe not to that extent. But we need to be more involved with the community and with what's happening in the community. But it's especially checking on the police departments all over the country. Right, they are doing a fantastic job, especially the black police in New York City. I'm telling you, I have such a respect for them, and in Jersey too. Some parts of New Jersey, you know. So Newark under Raz Baraka, he's really Amiri has, you know, would be very proud. Of Raz Baraka, his son. And I think he's doing a wonderful job in downtown Newark. You would not recognize it. It seems to be really very much involved with President Day, you know, situations instead of always involved with the whole gang, you know, shootings and whatnot.
Right.
So, you know, it's on the way. It's on the way. It takes a while, but it's too long. It's taken too long.
That's the problem. Mm-hmm. You want to.
When I was on WLIB, it really, and I stayed in a state of anger the majority of the time. You know, because remember with my involvement with the NYPD under Ali al-Rahman, was the was the president of Black Police, and they were doing such a wonderful job, and he was so dedicated, you know, to the community. You know, had gotten really a brand new respect. With the officers of the Black Police Department. And we saw that they weren't doing enough. But New York City Black Police Department, they were more honest than a lot of other cities.
Yeah.
So, you know,
yeah.
And that's difficult because New York is big.
Well,
it's scary.
It's true. And I don't want to cast aspersions about the rest of the country because I'm certain they're very sensitive and just about everywhere that you have to be because, you know, we're always held to a higher standard, and that's the problem. I mean, some of us have
people.
To buy into – I'm sorry, what'd you say?
I said you got more people. There's so many people in New York, you can barely walk in the streets.
Exactly. That's true. And I tell you, I'm at a point now where I'm thinking about giving up my citizenship here. But you know,
you know you're not gonna do that.
No. I mean, I'm talking about you know my involvement in the New York area. You know,
Yeah.
There's too much trouble in Trinidad for me to go back there and fight. You know. So, yeah.
Oh, you could go back to Trinidad.
Yeah, there's, you know, every once in a while when I see pictures of what goes on in Carnival. But even down there, man, there's just a lot of confusion in the Caribbean. We're right next door to Venezuela. I mean, it's like between New York and New Jersey. And there's so much political strife in Venezuela and the dictatorships that go on, you know. You think that, and I think this is where Trump and is getting some of his examples from because he looks at these dictators and thinks, well, I should be the same way. This is what's wrong with America, you know. We shouldn't have a democracy. Mm-hmm. It's my feeling about what democracy is all about. But, you know, I don't know what it's going to take. I just, other than a removal of the existing political party and a lot of them should be ashamed of themselves, you know. The decadent behavior, again, with splitting up families and all the talk of having a wall, you know, to separate two countries. And, you know, it's like East and West Berlin again. You know, it's just that nonsense that he could just hold one of his so-called campaign rallies because it's nothing more. It's not like he's meeting with the community to discuss issues. It's about him promoting his agenda. And he'll whip up a crowd to the point where I think a crowd the other day was about to turn on a CNN anchorman because he has such hatred for CNN, you know.
Well.
But it's sad, you know.
Mm.
And I know what it's like because I've gone out and covered stories back in the day. You know, you cover racial differences in Brooklyn. I've had a woman spit on me because I worked at WLIB. You know, and therefore that was one of my first assignments in the early 70s. You know, so you go into it, and at that particular time, that particular part of Brooklyn, I'm talking about Canarsie, you know, it was predominantly white, you know, and a very bigoted group of people resided in that area, and they didn't want anything to change in their school system. And here it is 40 years later, we still have some of the same problems existing today, you know.
Except that Canarsie is now all Haitian and Caribbean and Jamaican and Trini. It's a lot. There's no that bigotry that existed then is gone.
Yeah, well, we're good at that. You know, somehow when we come here. You know, we seem to populate the earth in areas that you would not. And I see that going on in Atlanta. You know, when somebody tells me, I just bought a house in Stone Mountain, I said, Stone Mountain? Is that the
of
same
course,
Stone
right.
Mountain where,
no.
you know,
yeah.
they used
is
to lynch people? And,
Wait a minute.
Oh, yeah.
Is that in Georgia?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
And, you know.
Home of the KKK.
Exactly.
Oh,
and you kind of wonder, what is it with us that we have to be in these areas? But the world is changing, you know.
Oh,
I even wonder why I'm here. You know, so. Well, I'm here because my sister put me out. So that's it. Yeah. I love her dearly, but, you know, I don't know. I hope she's
listen,
listening.
You guys. coming close to the end of the show here. And I have to thank Lisa for sitting in.
Yeah,
you know,
it's
she,
nice to hear her voice.
And she has a lot of information about what she's involved in. And as a matter of fact, here in New Jersey, you know, there are a lot of movie producers here in the part of New Jersey we are in. So we're very involved in that and a few other things, and really successful stuff here. So we want people to continue listening to K Thompson Live, because we're going to be bringing you some very important and also, you know, hot information. And Lisa was wondering, what do you say something about? You wanted to say something, Lisa?
No, you got everything.
She says, I have everything. Okay. All right. We're closing up. What time is it?
You have 4 more minutes.
I have 4 minutes. You guys want to say something? Tell me how much you love me.
Oh, please.
Tell me
Kay,
how much you
know,
about me.
Is the Me Too movement still on, or you know, because I've seen people, you know, walk off the plank to talk about Kay Thompson back in the day, you know. So.
Yeah, sure.
And, you know, I'm not calling any names there either, but I witnessed this.
Well, I don't know about back in the day, but I can tell you today, Kay has still got it going on.
She's
all right,
good,
all
yeah,
that
she
in
does.
The bag of chips. Oh my goodness!
I didn't
mean
it that way, but you know, I'm talking. Well, I better shut up while I'm ahead. I've had enough problems, you know. I may have to knock on her door yet to take a shower one day. So, you know,
what was this? It was the Woody King story.
It's being
shown tonight at the Newark Museum Film Festival. What is it? What, 7 p.m.?
It was shown tonight.
It was shown.
I know, you know, Woody King.
Yeah, Woody King Jr. story here in Newark. It was in Newark, rather. Mm. Not here in Newark.
Woody had his birthday last week.
Really?
Yeah, Woody celebrated another birthday last week. Yeah.
A lot of jazz.
And I've seen the documentary. It's a very good documentary, Lisa.
Yeah, it was showing it tonight. That's where Eric went tonight to go see at the film festival.
Right.
That's still going on, the film festival.
Well, I think one of the things that we actually are seeing is a renaissance, another renaissance period for our cultural arts community. We're taking hold.
Yeah, I agree.
We really are. We're really experiencing something unique. Black Panther it engaged us, even though a fictional nation, but think about the cultural awareness that is heightened at the very moment that we really needed it. LeBron James taking charge. Oh my God. He stood up from being kneeling and engaged. And that's what's important, because we are beginning to see that we have leaders that are not just moneyed personalities. They actually have force and power.
Right.
Oprah, once again, taking stand and moving forward. So I'm encouraged. I am truly encouraged by what I'm seeing and being a witness to an actual movement that is engaging. It's another part of our civil rights movement, just like the hashtag Black Lives Matters. That's a civil rights movement. We're witnessing Black Girl Magic. That's another civil rights movement. It is politically charged. And you think, so we do have a forward thrust, and there is a silver lining in all of this craziness.
Yeah.
We just have to stay connected.
That's the truth.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
And Lisa.
Thanks, Wayne. Thanks, Byron.
Yeah, we'll see you next week.
Absolutely.
What time?
K-Town Salon, you can see us, tune us in next week, 8 to 9 o'clock, on here on
Blog Talk
Radio.
All right.
Peace and love. Always.
Yep.
Ditto.